This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. The city of Albemarle Police Chief has resigned. The city said the Albemarle Police Chief, Jason Bullhorst, has announced his resignation from the Albemarle Police Department after serving as chief for 3 years before joining the APD. Chief Bullhorst served with the City of Newport News Police Department for over 26 years. Historically, the City of Albemarle has appointed interim leadership to fill vacancies in the police department to ensure continuity of operations, and Penny Dunn has been selected to serve as the interim chief of the Albemarle Police Department. Dunn began her law enforcement career in 1986 and joined the San Marcos Police Department in Texas in 1989, eventually rising to the rank of assistant police chief. In 2017, she was appointed police chief for the Davidson, North Carolina Police Department, where she served until her retirement in 2023. Dunn brings a wealth of experience in law enforcement, including work in criminal investigations, overseeing day and night shifts, and leading specialized units such as the K-9 Unit, narcotics enforcement, recruiting employees, and handling cold case investigations. She earned a Bachelor of Applied Arts and Sciences from Texas State University and became a certified public manager in 2011. Chief Dunn has served on social service boards, was the founder and board president for the Friends of Family Justice Center Foundation, and served on the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Family Justice Center Steering Committee, the North Carolina League of Municipalities Chiefs Advisory Committee, and the board of the North Carolina Police Executive Association. The City of Albemarle will immediately begin the search for the next chief of police. The Albemarle Police Department remains committed to fairness, compassion, and excellence in delivering police services that uphold the law and are sensitive to the community's priorities and needs. The Albemarle Police Department has a staff of 52 sworn officers and 7 civilian personnel and is nationally accredited by the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies, or CALEA, the gold standard in public safety. The timing of the chief's resignation seemed odd, since he was very happy here in Stanley County, and his wife moved here and to live here and also joined the Albemarle Rotary Club. A former longtime city firefighter put on social media, quote, "The city of Albemarle fired the police chief yesterday. I'm hoping this is a step in the right direction to the wrongful termination last week of Officer J.D. Laws, one of the best officers I've known to be part of that so-called organization," unquote. We tried to reach the Albemarle City Manager, Assistant City Manager, Assistant Police Chief, and Public Information Officer yesterday to get any additional comments besides their official release, and were unable to do so at the time of this report. The Stanley County Sheriff's Office said they wanted to extend its heartfelt gratitude to everyone who generously donated and provided support to the western part of North Carolina. The outpouring of support received far exceeds the impact of Storm Helene. The contributions have been a tremendous help during this challenging time, and they are deeply appreciative of the ongoing assistance for their neighbors. At this time, they are halting the acceptance of donations to allow for the organization and distribution of the goods that have already been provided to Western North Carolina. They appreciate your understanding as Western North Carolina focuses on efficiently managing the resources received. The Albemarle Public Housing Department has opened its Housing Choice Voucher waiting list for Section 8. Individuals who previously applied are encouraged to reapply. Applications will only be accepted with the proper documentation, such as birth certificate, ID, and social security cards, for all of those that are applying. The Housing Choice Voucher waitlist opened on October 14th and will remain open until 5 p.m. on October 21st. All applications are due at that time. Applications can be found online at albemarle.gov/section8 or in person at the housing office located at 300 South Bell Avenue in Albemarle. Applicants should contact the City of Albemarle Public Housing Department at 704-984-9580 or go to publichousing@albemarlenc.gov for additional information or questions. The North Carolina Singing Americans of Stanley County will be presenting Let Freedom Ring on November 10th at Indian Hill Presbyterian Church in Stanfield at 4 p.m. The church is located at 8349 Highway 200 in Stanfield. Under the direction of Bob Rimsburg, the Singing Americans will present the final concert of the patriotic season as a tribute to veterans. The program will include favorite musical selections from previous programs and will feature 2 Southern gospel arrangements. The concert is free and everyone is invited to enjoy the patriotic program scheduled. Rehearsals will be on October 28th and November 4th at 6:30 p.m. at the Grace Baptist Church for members and non-members who would like to participate in the program. For more information, you can contact Claudette Burris at 704-983-1050. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.